It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
And good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome to Saluki Basketball. You're listening right here on The Legend. We are just 8 minutes out from tip-off time. Both teams out on the court warming up. Rob, it's kind of a off night tonight. It's a little wintry out there. It's
a lot of wintry.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas out there. All that snow coming down.
It could go away as fast as. I know by Thursday or Friday it's supposed to be back in the 40s and 50s. So
I wish Mother Nature would make up her mind on what she's going to do. But a decent crowd for the way the weather is. Bridgeport brought quite a few with them. So it's going to be a good night for some basketball where the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Hudsonville Tigers. And tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Well, looking back at the Capital Classic, Saluki's coming out of that 2-3, just under 500. Not what Coach Brian Havel was expecting, but a couple of tough teams there to round it all out and just not able to come out on top.
Well, it was because of a disappointing end to it. It started out well with the win over Mount Carmel, and then their game against Marshall. They had a 42-29 lead at the half, and that slipped away. They ended up losing by three. Then Totopolis handled them pretty easily, but they got to the fifth place game against Salem over at Lawrenceville. And after getting behind early, then coming back and tying it in the second quarter, the wheels kind of came off again, and they ended up getting beat by about 31 points that game. So this is a tough game tonight. Hudsonville's good on their home floor. Pretty good team, and familiar head coach for the Hudsonville Palace and Tigers, Mike Ray.
Yeah, and last year whenever the Tigers came to Red Hill, I believe he was coaching JV. And he actually got thrown out of that game.
I think it was a varsity game.
Going to be a great matchup tonight. We'll go ahead and send it back real quick for a quick commercial to hear from our pregame sponsors. We'll be right back in 1 minute. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Thank you to the sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Rob, looking into tonight's game, the Hudsonville Tigers, always a tough team to beat. And looking at their heights here, going to be kind of a difficult matchup, but kind of ranges a little bit from 5'5 to all the way up to 6'8 as I'm looking on here. But it looks like he is not starting the game.
In the warm-up, I don't know if it's a player out there that's 6'8 for Hudsonville.
It did.
Couldn't be, but Nathan Worth is the tallest player I see out there, and he's at 6'6. But Hudsonville, they returned several starters from last year. The first game they played a year ago at this time at Bridgeport, Red Hill won fairly handily. They got up to a big lead and held on. But when they played up here in the last of January, Hudsonville led most of the ball game. Red Hill came behind the fourth quarter. Landon Ray hit some big threes, and I think Red Hill winning by 3 or 4 points that night.
And it's going to be a, great night to come back and get to that 500 points and just get back into the heart of the season and just kind of keep it going as we look forward to Lawrenceville on Friday night, which is going to be a great matchup. As we saw, they got 7th place in the Capital Classic and defeated Mount Carmel.
They played very, very well that night.
Mount Carmel is usually a tough team, but they have lost a lot of their better players that they've had in the past years. They had Justin Carpenter and then lost Jackson Marcotte last year, but still have Austin Rager, Brett Doan, and they have another Stip, but it's Bo Stip.
Yep. And they've got Mount Carmel had several injuries, especially the Caleb Appleby. But the Salukis like to get something positive tonight at 2-3 to take into that game on Friday night at home against Lawrenceville. That's going to be tough to do.
So hopefully coming out on top, Salukis looking good in warm-ups. And as Hudsonville returns to the floor, it looks like they got a couple of taller kids, maybe nobody over 6'8", but a couple of at least 6'3 kids out there. Going to be a tough matchup there for Nathan Worth, but nothing he can't handle. He's versatile all over the floor. He can hit the threes. He can get the inside shots off and just able to make it up and down the court with the ball.
Well, I was looking at their lineup. Their tallest starter, I think, is going to be at 6'2", so not a real tall team. Like I said, I don't really see somebody out there that would be 6'8". I mean, comparing to Nathan Worth, looking down the other side, I really don't see a 6'8 person there. So, but anyway, because they didn't play in the JV game, they're not out there now, we don't have to worry about that size. So, but the Salukis will be going with their same starting lineup that they've gone with through the first five games of the year.
And Saluki's going to try and maybe we'll see a little bit different approach tonight. They've been defensive-wise, the last two or three games, they've mainly stuck to man-to-man. But in that first game against Sisney, we saw them start out in man-to-man but just weren't able to keep up with them to start it out. So they switched quickly to that zone defense. And then we saw a little bit of that, I believe, throughout Capital Classic.
And they went to zone against Sisney. They're in that smaller gym. But they played well man-to-man against Mount Carmel and some of the other teams, you know. But it seemed like the offense just kind of, after the first half of Marshall, kind of sputtered for the rest of that game and the next two games.
So hopefully Coach Havel has got his boys in tip-top shape tonight and got their minds off the Classic and looking forward and what's going on here and right now coming out of the locker room. We will go ahead and send it back for a quick commercial break and be right back with starting lineup and tip-off. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This is Chantel at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. You know Bill Dobson Ford is a place to go for quality, technology, and integrity of Ford. But it's also the place to go for a great selection of used cars, services, tires, alignments, and maintenance. So whether you're in need of a vehicle or you have a vehicle with needs, Bill Dobson Ford will treat you like family. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. Call 254-FORD.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the health department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2 phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Just coming out of that break, we are here for at Hudsonville, where the Salukis are taking on the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers. And Rob, I will go ahead and send it over to you for those starting lineups.
Well, the Red Hill Salukis, we'll go with their familiar starting lineup of Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, Nathan Worth, Drew Moore, and Drake Allen. Same starting lineup that Coach Bryan and Havel has used through the first five games of the year. And so no changes in it. So we'll see what happens with this lineup and if they can get, you know, the offense kind of geared up and start scoring a little bit because they had some trouble scoring at different times during the Capital Classic. Now they're going to flash the lights again. We're going to do the starting line for Hudsonville, I guess.
And before the game, before we get to Hudsonville's lineup, they turned the lights off before they came out on the floor.
Yeah.
And we all were wondering what was going on. And then for the national anthem, they had them off and had their spotlights up on
right.
the flag, which is kind of cool, I right. think. And just when you do school activities like this and whatnot, getting a cinema
yeah.
kids involved yeah. and having them do spotlights and music and all that
other
stuff.
One thing about this gym is some gyms, when you turn the lights off, the type of lights take a while to heat up, come back on. These come back right on. So. We got Trent Matthews, a 5'9 junior. Adam Pickering, a 5'9 junior. Evan, it's kind of hard to see my program here when it's dark in here. Evan Newland.
6'2",
senior, number 21, Will Newland. And Will Newland be the starter, and also Jerry Gower. I remember Gower for the last two or three years. He's played quite a bit for Hudsonville Palestine.
And head coach for the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers, head coach Mike Ray, assistant coaches Brooke Calloway and Travis Matthews.
And I remember Brooke Calloway playing basketball for Hudsonville Palestine. She was a very good athlete for Hudsonville.
And looking at Hudsonville's starting lineup, like you said, only two 6'2 kids starting. So Nathan Worth standing at a tall 6'6. So shouldn't be too much of a problem getting the tip
yeah.
off here, but you never know.
It's not always getting the tip. It's what happens with rebounding and different things throughout the course of the game.
All right, they're set. Nathan Worth and Jerry Gower tipped off. Nathan hits it back into the backcourt. Connor McKinney tracks it down, gets it back, gets it up
like
court.
3-1 zone, it looks like.
He passes off to the right side to Parker Havel. He's going to call in a new play against this 1-3-1. Gets it over to Drew Moore, swings it to McKinney. McKinney directing traffic, trying to spread this out a little bit. Parker going to drive the lane. He's going to put up a floater from 8 foot out. No good. Gets his own rebound. Out to McKinney for three. Buries it. McKinney with the first 3 points of the game. Now with the ball, Evan Newland up top to, across to Matthews. Matthews up to Evan Newland. Evan Newland pulls up for three from the right side. He has an answer back. McKinney with it. He gets it across the timeline. over to Havel on the left side, out near the volleyball line, back and forth. He's going to go down in the corner to Drew Moore. Drew Moore's going to go baseline, back up top to Havel. Havel pulls up for three, buries it, back-to-back threes. Havel and McKinney now up the court. Matthews, he gets it up to Evan Newland. Evan looking up top into some trouble there. Havel picks it up on the steal. Moore with it up court. He's going to back it out in the corner, get across court there to McKinney. McKinney's going to fake, go right to Havel, down in the corner to Moore. Moore's going to pull up for three. Back to back to back on three, just like that. Saluki's up 9-3 with 6:30 left in the first quarter. Matthews over to Pickering. Pickering down low to Gower. Gower goes up strong for the easy two buckets. 9-5 here. Saluki's with the ball across court. McKinney out near the timeline, right wing to Allen. Allen looking low, nobody there.
Man-to-man this time, it looks like.
McKinney eyed the three. He's going to get it back up top to Moore. Moore pump fakes. Gets it over to Worth. Worth on the right wing, back up top to Havel. Havel's going to pull up for another shot off the back of the rim. No good. McKinney gets the rebound, knocked out to Moore. Moore's going to try and drive. Pass it around. Havel with it now is going to drive the lane up, and no good on the two bucket. Ball comes away there to Matthews. Matthews gets it up court over to Evan Newland. Newland down low to Gower. Gower goes up strong from three out. Gets it to bounce in and out of the rim and in. 9-7. Tigers cut the lead back to two. McKinney with it out near the volleyball line. Gets it up to Drew Moore. Drew Moore calling in a new play. Gets it over to McKinney on the left wing. McKinney back up top to Allen. Allen to the right side to Moore. Moore up top to Worth. Worth going to pull up for three off the front of the rim. No good. Ball knocked around there. Moore gets the rebound. Goes up and reverse layup. No good. And it rolls out of bounds, and it will be Tiger basketball. 5:12 left to go here in the first quarter. Tigers creeping in on the Salukis. 3-3 so far. Matthews over to Pickering. Pickering inside there to Will Newland. Will almost not had the ball knocked away. Pressure heavily. Matthews pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Worth stretches for the rebound. Outlets there to Moore. Quickly up court to McKinney. McKinney's going to back it back out. Moore's going to pull up for three. Buried it. Two steps behind the three-point line. Moore 2-for-2 on three-pointers. Ball up now court to Evan Newland. Evan going down low there to Gower. Gower across court there to Matthews. Matthews up top to Pickering. Pickering drives the lane, backs it back out to Evan. Evan pulls up for three off the mark, no good. Havel comes away with the rebound. He's quickly getting it up court. Drives the lane, goes up strong, draws the foul on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two now. That foul will go against number 23, Evan Newland. Newland, a 5'10 junior at the guard position. His first foul, first team foul, and first foul of the game. Havel at the line to shoot two now. First one on its way. Got it to go. Checking into the game for Evan Newland is Zeke Knave. Knave, a 6'2 senior. Got three 6'2 guys in there now. Havel's second one is good. Slicky's up by seven now, 14-7. Matthews brings the ball up the court, guarded there by McKinney. He's going to drive right side, spin move into the lane, put up a floater from five, no good. Will Newland tried to put it up, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound, quickly getting it up court, go baseline, back up top to Havel. Havel's going to pull it for three, no good, off the mark. Gower goes up strong, gets the rebound, outlets there to Matthews. Matthews brings it across the timeline, he's going to pump fake, pass off to Knave. Knave down low to Gower, he's going to go baseline. And going to be a shoving foul there.
Going to go. Nathan Worth, I believe.
His first, team's first. Knave will take the ball out of bounds for the Tigers. Underneath their own basket. Looking for somebody to bring it in. Tried to throw it in there to Gower and rolls out to the sideline out of bounds.
Trying to get underneath the basket to him and he started away from it. They let him too much and it came out of bounds with a second turnover for Hudsonville.
Havel gets the inbound, gets it across the timeline, passes off to Allen. Allen with it now up top to Moore, swings it to Havel, back to Moore. Moore's going to pull up for another three. No good off the mark. It goes out of bounds and will be Tiger basketball. believe Moore is now 2-for-3 on three-pointers. Most of the Salukis' points so far off the three-pointers. Pickering with it now. Pickering directing traffic. Swings it up top. Gets it to Matthews. Matthews to Nave on the right side. Down low to Gower. And tipped away out of bounds by Worth. It will stay Tiger basketball.
All the points other than the two free throws are on threes.
Nave will be the inbound man. Trying to get somebody open against this Saluki defense. Throws it into the backcourt to Pickering. Pickering brings it up. Drives the lane. Knocked away there by McKinney. Havel comes away with it quickly up court. Tried to pass through traffic. Moore gets it back to Worth from the free throw line. No good. Allen with the rebound. Goes up strong. Gets the bucket. 16-7 now. The biggest lead so far with just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Matthews gets it up to Nave into the corner to Pickering. Pickering for three. No good. Matthews comes away with the rebound. And a foul on the floor, I believe.
They must be out of bounds.
Ball goes out of bounds, so it'll be Saluki basketball here. McKinney will bring the ball up the court, guarded there by Pickering. Off to the left side to Moore. Moore looking inside, dumps it down to Allen. Allen's going baseline, tried to go up, but knocked away and out of bounds by the Tigers. It will stay Saluki basketball underneath their own goal. Havel will take it out this time. Havel guarded there by Matthews on the out-of-bounds line. Look for somebody. Gets it in and Moore. Moore blocked on the shot by Nave. Up court quickly to Pickering. Pickering down low to Gower. Gower goes up strong and fouled on the way up.
By Parker Havel, I believe.
Parker Havel on the foul. His first, team second. So Gower will go to the line to shoot two here. Moore got the inbound on that last trip down. And tried to go up, but Nave was just right there and swung those strong arms as Gower buries the first one. And that led to this foul on the other end of the court. Gower getting set to shoot the second one is up and off the front of the rim. Worth goes up strong for the rebound. Outlets there to McKinney. McKinney brings it across timeline up to Allen on the right wing. Allen guarded there by Gower up top to Havel, swung around to McKinney. McKinney back to Worth. He pulls up just inside the three-point line. Buries a long two. Biggest lead of the night so far, 18-8. And Coach Mike Ray wants a timeout, so we'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. Matthews with the ball now. Gets it over to Pickering. Pickering double-teamed and fouled. Ball will stay with Hudsonville. That foul goes against number 14, Connor McKinney, his first, team's third. Three fouls for the Salukis. Matthews with it out near the volleyball line. Gets it to Nave in the right corner. Down low in the middle to Newland. Newland back up top to Matthews, swung around to Nave. Nave going to try and drive baseline, shut down there by Havel. Almost lost it, gets it up top, over into the corner now to Pickering. Pickering pulls up for three off the rim, no good. Worth stretches for the rebound, outlets there to Moore. Moore brings it up court quickly. He's going to pull up just inside the three-point line, buries the 10-footer. Moore with a quick 2 points on the fast break, 20-8 now on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Nave with it on the right wing, up top to Pickering. Pickering looking inside, gets it down low into Newland. Newland up for a 3 foot, got it to go. Nothing but net on that one. McKinney bringing the ball up the court, gets it across the timeline. Guarded there by Pickering, looking left side, gets it to Allen. Allen now in the corner, gonna bring it back up top. Looking for help as he picked up his dribble, gets Moore. Moore now out near the timeline. Guarded there by Newland.
About under a minute now in the first quarter.
Salukis lead by 10. Moore dribbling some time off the clock. Takes a screen by Allen. Hands it off to Havel. Havel's going to bring it back up top, guarded there by Matthews. Trying to get around him, dribble it around. Takes a screen from Allen, passes off to him now. Allen pulls up from five, no good. McKinney gets the rebound, back up top to Moore. Moore's going to dribble it out, run some time off, 30 seconds to go. Takes a screen from Nathan Worth, hands the ball off to Havel. Havel's going to bring it back up, guarded there by Matthews. 20 seconds left to go. Havel's going to hand off to McKinney.
They're going to run the clock down to take the last shot now.
15 on the clock. McKinney hands off to Moore. Moore's dribbling around, gets it back up top, takes a screen from Allen. Now eight, and a foul finally called there. That foul will go against number 35, Adam Pickering.
That's kind of a frustrating foul, I think. They've been running the clock so much.
That is his first foul, team second. Pickering will take a seat, and in for him will be Jess Newland. Have three different new ones on the roster as I'm looking down.
I do.
5 seconds left. Moore with it. Gets across the timeline. Going to drive the lane. Tried to pass out. Newland gets it. Jess Newland throws up a long half quarter and no good as time expires. As we take a look at the Best Way Express scoreboard at the end of one, 20-10 in favor of the Salukis. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Tigers have the basketball coming out of the first quarter. Matthews with it now up top to Will Newland, I believe, over to Jess Newland. Evan Newland, sorry, takes a three-point shot, no good. Tipped away, rebound comes to Moore. Moore quickly up court, gets in the corner to Landon Ray, coming in out of that break. Cross-court pass there to Worth. Worth up top to Havel. Havel over to Ray. Ray dribbles off, going to drive the lane. Gets it back out to Morris. He's stopped in lane. Moore from way downtown. Off the back of the rim. Thrown out, tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. It will stay Saluki basketball. Gower will take a seat. Coming into the game for him is number 55, Ruger Berry. Berry standing at a 6'2 senior. Ball inbounded to Moore. Moore gets it to Havel. Havel drives the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Allen comes away with the rebound. Over to Ray. Ray from way downtown. Off the side of the rim, no good. And fouled on the shot. Ray will take a trip to the free throw line to shoot three.
23 foul for the Evan Newland, his second foul.
See if I can get a handle on who's in the game here. It is Jess Newland, Evan Newland, Ruger Berry, Zeke Knave, I believe. Or no, he's not in there. It's Trent Matthews and Will Newland. So Evan, Will, and Jess all in the game at the same time. Landon hits the second one. Sorry, first one.
He missed the first one.
So Ray's third one on the way. Got it to go. 2 of 3 there. Matthews gets the inbound. Brings it across the timeline. Going to slow it up again a little bit. Gets it over to Evan. Evan inside there to Barry. Barry up top to Jess. Back to Evan. Evan over to Matthews. He's going to bring it back up. Guarded there by Havel. Spins into the lane. And travel called.
Another official call to travel.
On Matthews. Mike Ray not happy about that. Talking with the official.
We have the same officials for the varsity games in JV, which is happens occasionally.
Moore going to bring the ball at the floor this time. Guarded there by Jess Newland. Gets it across to Allen on the left wing. Allen going to try and go baseline. He puts up a layup. Got it to fall. 14-point lead, biggest lead of the night so far, 24-10 in favor of the Salukis. Matthews with it, back and forth to Evan Newland. Evan standing with it on the right wing. He's going to bring it back up top, get it over to Matthews. Matthews steps inside the three-point line, takes a shot from 10, got it to fall. 6:15 left to go here in the first half. Havel bringing the ball up the floor now. Gets over to Ray in the corner. Ray's going to bring it back up top, looking for an open man. Back into the left corner to Moore. Moore, cross-court pass to Ray. Ray didn't know where he was, stepped out of bounds.
Second turnover for Red Hill. Four for Hudsonville.
Checking into the game, back into the game. Jerry Gower taking the seat will be Will Newland. One Newland left the floor. We still got two more out there. Matthews to the right side to Jess Newland. Jess bringing it back up top to Evan. Evan taking the screen off. Jess gets the ball back to him. Lost his footing there. Back to Matthews, over to Jess. Now on the left wing. He's going to drive the lane, put up a floater from five. No good. Worth got the rebound, throws it away to Gower. Gower to Berry. Berry from 5 foot out. No good. Evan Newland comes barreling in there. He will be called for his third foul and fourth team foul. So Coach Ray getting Zeke Knave in there for Evan. He will take a seat with 5.5 left to go here in the first half. Salukis will take over. Moore will bring the ball up the floor. Guarded there by Jess Newland. Brings it across the timeline. Going to take a screen from Nathan Worth. Hand off there to Allen. Allen's going to drive the lane. Dump it down low to Worth. And Worth fouled on the shot on his way up. Foul will go against number 55, Ruger Berry. 25. Okay. Zeke Knave.
Okay.
I didn't see him anywhere near there, but maybe just a couple players in there with five.
Yeah.
So his first, team's fifth. Worth's first free throw on the way. Got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, and Citizens National Bank of Albion. Worth's second one on its way. Buried them both. Two for two that time. Matthews gets the inbound, brings it across the timeline. Guarded there by Havel. Over to Knave on the right wing. Brings it back around the horn to Matthews. Matthews going to try and drive, baseline, spins, shut down there by Havel, round the horn to Jess Newland, down low to Berry. Berry down over to Knave, back, tries to go back and forth, thrown away. Havel gets the rebound there, gets an outlet to Allen. Allen brings the ball up the floor, going to pass off to Havel, over to Ray in the corner for three, no good. Off the mark, Berry comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Matthews. Matthews quickly up court to Knave. Knave tried to go down low to Gower, but thrown off the foot of Drew Moore.
McKinney back in for Parker Havel.
And Adam Pickering coming in for Jess Newland. So no more Newlands out there on the floor.
For now.
For now. Berry gets it inbounds there to Matthews, up top to Pickering. Pickering over to Knave, down low to Berry. Berry goes up strong from three out and fouled on the way up. That foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen, his first, team's fourth. Four team fouls on four different players. Ruger Berry at the line now to shoot two with 4:34 left to go. First one on the way, buried it. Down by 13, 26-13.
So Berry buried it, huh?
Berry buried it. Can't get more Berry than that. Ruger at the line. Second one on the way. No good. Nathan Worth goes up strong for the rebound, controlling those boards down low. Moore up the court quickly. Cross-court pass to McKinney. McKinney over the right side to Ray. Ray drives the lane strong. No foul as he falls to the ground. Missed the shot. Quickly up court come the Tigers. Knave with it. Up top to Pickering. Pickering throws it down low to Berry. Berry thought Matthews was right behind him still. As Matthews cut to the corner, he threw it out of bounds.
Well, he lost his balance going down. He had to get rid of it.
Checking into the game for the Tigers as Ruger Berry takes a seat is number 31. And I don't have a 31 on here, so if we can, we will get a name for you. And Parker Havel also checking in. Moore with it. Gets over to Havel on the right side. Havel brings it up top over to Moore on the left wing. He's going to get back to McKinney. McKinney at the top of the key over to Ray. Ray looking left side over to Worth on the top. Worth now, Havel. Havel guarded there by Nave. Over to Moore. Moore on the right wing. Down low to Ray as he snuck in behind there. Goes up strong, gets the layup to go. 28-13 with 3:40 to go here in the first half. Pickering brings the ball up the floor. He's going to bring it back up top to Matthews. Matthews guarded there by McKinney. Moore steals it away right out of his hands. Going up court, passes off to Ray. Loses control of the ball. Almost had a quick fast break. He gets trapped. Passes off to Havel. And Coach Brian Havel calls a timeout there. We will take one with you with 3:22 left on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 28-13 in favor of the Salukis. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of that timeout, Salukis will have the ball. Just before the break, though, Matthews had the basketball heading for the right wing. Guarded there by McKinney, but Drew Moore snuck in behind him as he went to spin around, stole the ball right out of his hands, tried to make a fast break, but almost lost it out of bounds. Moore with it now on the right side, up top to Worth. Worth's going to pull up for three, off the mark, no good. Number 31 comes away with it, outlets there to Pickering, over cross court there to Nave. Nave!
Yep, they're going to call the charge.
One ref calls a charge, one ref calls a blocking foul. Yep. So we will see what the official ruling is on that. It looked like Drew Moore had his feet set, but not for certain. We will see
sometimes it's the force if you go in with the shoulder.
And I've been told by a referee I know, he said you do not have to have your feet set anymore. They just have to initiate the contact. Yeah. So they could be talking about that, and that is a fairly new rule, I believe. 3:07 left to go here in the first half. Saluki's up 28-13. Officials still talking it over whether it is a charge or a blocking foul. Deep in conversation here. And that foul will go against number 25, Zeke Nave, called for the charge. So it will be Saluki basketball. That is Nave's second foul, team sixth. A little full court pressure here.
I was wondering how you're keeping up with the fouls, but they got a board here for it. I'm marking them down here, and you're saying what it is before I get it marked down.
Havel with it on the left side. Back over to Worth. Worth over to McKinney. McKinney up top. And a foul called away from the ball. It will be against the Salukis. That will go against number 32, Landon Ray. I believe his first, team's fifth. So five fouls on five different players so far. Ray will check out of the game. Drake Allen comes in for him. Matthews will bring the ball up the court across the timeline now. Double screen there. Matthews goes left side, picks up his dribble, back up top, swung around to Pickering, down low to Gower. Gower goes up strong and foul called on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two.
I think it's on Worth.
That foul is on Nathan Worth, his second, team's sixth. One Saluki with two fouls now. Spreading them out a little bit tonight. Josh Henry gets set to check in. Gower's first one on the way is good. Henry will come in for Nathan Worth. Gower, one more to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza. Second one is good. Hit them both. 28-15 now. Moore will bring the ball up the court this time. Gets it over to Havel. Down in the corner to McKinney. Pump fake's going to drive inside, put up a layup. No good. Havel with the putback. Bounces around and in. 15 the difference now. Matthews gets it up court. He gets it back up top to Nave. Nave out near the timeline. It's Matthews on the left wing. Matthews up top to Pickering now. Pickering calling in a play. Double screen there. He's shut down by Moore. Brings his left side, hands off to Matthews. Matthews spins into the lane, tries to put up a shot. Looked like all ball, but it looked like Allen must have had contact on Matthews.
14, they're going to call him.
Call it on Connor McKinney. That was away from the ball. I didn't even see McKinney there.
I didn't either. Cameron Ray's going to come in for McKinney.
So McKinney with two fouls. Cameron checking in for him. Team seventh. So it is bonus. Matthews will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
Matthews has 2 points. Come here in the second quarter.
Coach Ray trying to argue with the referees whether or not he was shooting on that. So he's got to hit the first to earn the second. First one, no good. He doesn't get it. Allen comes away with three. Rebound outlets to Moore. He's on the breakaway. He's going to bring it over to the right side. Back up top to Havel. Havel gets it to Cameron Ray. Ray with it. Brings it back over to Moore. Moore is going to reset the offense. Gets it over to Henry on the left wing. Over to Allen on the right side. Back and forth to Havel. Havel gets it to Ray. Ray is going to pull up for three. Drains it. Cameron Ray for his first three on the night, 33-15 with 1:40 left to go here in the first half. Nave with it, tried to go down low to number 31. We will try and get a name for you here at halftime.
Ball deflected out by Red Hill.
It will stay Tiger basketball. The official says out on Hudsonville.
I thought it
will be Saluki basketball.
Yeah, I thought it was off on.
And there will be an official timeout as Saluki's tried to.
I thought the ball was tipped out by Red Hill. Deflected.
I'm not sure what's going on here. Too much going on. Saluki's are trying to bring the ball before official timeout, talking to Mike Ray. So we will get the game restarted here. Drew Moore will bring it up the court, guarded there by Pickering. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Passes off to Havel. Havel, cross court there to Henry, down in the corner to Moore. Moore gets back up top to Ray. Cameron Ray over to Havel, down in the corner to Henry, looking low. Back up top to Moore out near the volleyball line with 1:15 to go. Moore's going to dribble to the right side, signaling. Havel hands it off to him, guarded there by Nave. Havel brings it back over to right side on Henry. Henry back up top to Ray. Ray gets it over to Moore. Moore guarded there by Adam Pickering. Moore holding the ball out there. He finally puts pressure on. He's going to drive baseline. He passes out to Henry. Henry pulls up for three. No good. Nave comes away with the rebound with 50 left to go. Pickering quickly up court. Tipped away there by Havel. Saved it. Pickering. Havel gets the steal back. Henry got it. He tried to throw it up court. Number 31 with the ball now losing it. Gets it to Gower. Gower's going to drive baseline. And a charge called against Jerry Gower.
He was getting kind of ragged there on both sides. Ball, like a pinball banging around there. So,
35 seconds left to go. Jerry Gower called for his first, team seventh. And Mike Ray wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. Salukis lead at 33-15. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies. This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where we are still here in timeout where Coach Mike Ray wanted it after that charge by Jerry Gower. That is the second charge tonight. As we said, you do not have to have your feet planted anymore. There just has to be contact initiated. Yep. So it's kind of a tough call whether to call a blocking foul or a charge.
Well, you see it in, especially the college up down low, you know, player trying to get position defensive, they're moving a little bit, but the offensive player gets the ball and tries to, you know, put their shoulder into them or whatever. So, and I think, you know, before that, there were times when your feet could be moving. Sure, going backwards and somebody tried to run over you, you know, but.
And coming out of the timeout, Salukis have the basketball, inbounded there to Havel. Little pressure put on by Zeke Nave with 30 seconds left to go here in the first half. He gets it across the timeline, gets it off to Allen in the corner.
They should not hold it for one shot. That was 24 seconds to go.
Henry with it into the corner to Havel, brings it back up top to Moore. He's holding it out there near midcourt. Gets it over to Henry on the left side. Henry looking to bring it back up, gets it to Moore. Moore guarded there by Pickering, just under 10 left to go here. Moore is going to make his move. He's going to drive right side. He's going to dribble inside, gets it out to Cameron Ray, pulls up for three, drains the three as time expires. 36-15 in favor of the Slukies heading into halftime. That's Look the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go teams!
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bo's can bring you?
Yes, and Bo's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're at halftime here at Hudsonville, where the Salukis are defeating so far the Hudsonville Tigers, 36-15 your score. Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Rob, a look at the first half. Salukis doing an excellent job taking care of the ball. A little mishap there before halftime, a little back and forth, but two charge fouls called against the Tigers so far. And Saluki's not really in all that much of foul trouble. Nope. As the Tigers are.
I've got McKinney and Worth at two fouls for Palace to Hudsonville. Evan Newland with three and Zeke Nave with two. So not terrible foul trouble. I have read a lot. Bend, rebounding Hudsonville 15-9. Only three turnovers for the Saluki's and 10 for the Tigers. Looking at the shooting, Hudsonville started out in a 1-3-1 zone, but Connor McKinney hit a three. Parker Havel with three and Drew Moore with two threes, and they switched to a man-to-man after that. Red Hill is 6 of 14 on threes, according to what I've got here. Cameron Ray hit two there in that second quarter as the Salukis lead it. They led 20-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was a 9-7 ball game. Red Hill went on an 11-3 run at the end of the first quarter, 20-10, and the biggest lead now is at 21. At 36-15, it was 28-15. They scored the last 8 points. Looking at the scoring, Parker Havel has seven, five of those in the first quarter. Connor McKinney with that early three. Nathan Worth with four. Drew Moore had eight all in the first quarter. Rake Allen with four. Landon Ray with four. And Cameron Ray with six. Slukas are, I've got them 12 of 29 from the field and 6 of 7 from the foul line. For Hudsonville, they're led by Jerry Gower with 7 points. Hudsonville 5 of 12, and then 4 of 7. So the Salukis, the game was tied at 3. Each team hit threes. Salukis ended up, they just said it was 9-7. Then it went up to 16-7 and 20-10 at the end of the first quarter. The closest that Hudsonville's been since then, I think, after the 10-point was, I think, has been that 10-point margin. And it's now a 21-point lead for Red Hill at the half, 36-15.
And like you said, Cameron Ray coming into the game and hitting two big shots there, the last one to end the half there, going into halftime. But Drew Moore starting the game off strong with two threes and then had a missed a third and then made a third. So he went 3 of 4, I believe it was, so far in the first half. And, I mean, kind of spread the wealth there, starting the game off strong and then just kept pulling away and kept taking it to him. And Nathan Worth controlling the board on the other end of the court.
Well, so look, as you, they're balanced scoring. Is it Havel 7, McKinney 3, Worth 4, Moore 8, Allen 4, Landon Ray 4, Cameron Ray 6. So, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in the scoring column for Red Hill. 1, 2, 3, 4, only 5 for Hudsonville, with Jerry Gower having 7. Nobody else having more than 3. But Salukis have 1 with 8, 1 with 6, and 1 with 7. So they've got more balanced scoring. And, again, they've done a good job on the boards out rebounding. Hudsonville 15-98, and Worth has been very good.
And the Salukis have been moving the ball excellently, getting it around up and down the court quickly, beating that 1-3-1, and then forcing the Tigers to move to a man-to-man defense. And Mike Ray just on the sideline, kind of pacing back and forth, not happy with the way things are going tonight. His Tigers are losing 21, 36-15, but he's not happy with the way some of the calls are going. On one of the calls, he didn't think it was a charge. He was arguing as a blocking foul, as one of the referees said it was. And then he thought on one of the fouls against Matthews that he was going up for the shot, and it looked like he was, but they decided it was on the floor, so he went to the line to shoot 1-1.
Yeah. And I was kind of surprised. I mean, he did miss the free throw, when you got a sizable lead, a fairly sizable lead, you don't think as much about those sometimes.
And that is correct. Saluki's back out on the floor. We'll go ahead and send it back for another two-minute break. We're still at halftime. Halftime sponsors are Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where Coach Mike Ray still has the Tigers in the locker room, and they are now coming out. Saluki's back out on the floor, been warming up for a little while with 1 minute left to go to start the second half of action. Saluki's leading the Hudsonville Tigers 36-15. And got to say, Coach Ray had him in there a good while. You got to wonder what he was saying in there.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that happy with maybe those teams.
Do you know who number 31 is?
Defense and things is. And because you can't really at halftime worry about the calls and everything at halftime. You got to adjust on defense and offense. But Salukis, if it's some threes, like I said, they fit 6'3", so, you know, that's kind of one of those.
And it looks like the Salukis will start out with the ball to start the second half. All right, now I got a number for 31. It is Will Newland.
Okay.
He changed jerseys from 21 to 31.
Evan must have had some blood on her or something.
So Moore will inbound the ball. He gets it into Havel. Tigers putting on some pressure there. Cross court there to Moore. Moore up to Allen at the top. Allen's going to drive the lane. Throws it out to Moore in the corner for three. In and out, no good. Will Newland comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Pickering. Pickering up court to Nave. Loses control going out of bounds. Quick turnover there by the Tigers. It will be Saluki basketball. Nave putting on some pressure. Ball inbounded to Moore. Moore will bring it up the floor. Slowly gets it across the timeline there. Gets it over to Havel on the left wing. Havel guarded by Nave. Up top to Worth. Worth over to Allen. Allen on the left wing. Guarded by Will Newland. Up top to Moore. Moore lost it but picked it back up. Havel with it now. He's going to drive the lane. Bounces off his foot. Nave picks it up. He's quickly coming up court. Moore falls to the ground.
Oh, they're going to call a charge.
Nave called for yet another charge. Mike
Blue
Ray.
Ball was down under the basket.
Not happy about that call. I believe that is Nave's third foul so far. Be team's first of the half. And that is Zeke's third foul of the night with 7:15 left to go here in the third quarter. Havel gets it across the timeline, looking for somebody to get open. Down into the corner to Allen. Dumps it off to Moore. Moore going up strong. Blocked there by Gower. Tipped out of bounds there off of Moore. It will be Tiger basketball. Moore not quite able to hang with those taller guys there. He's standing at about a 5'11 or so. Matthews tried to pass off to Nave, and Moore rushing out of bounds, tipped it away. It will stay Tiger basketball. Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, and Hilltop Bar and Grill. Nave will take the ball out of bounds for the Tigers, gets it in the backcourt to Pickering. Pickering tried to dump it down low. And Allen was in perfect position as the ball tried to go down low to Will Newland. And Allen will be called for his second foul on the night. Team's first of the half here. Nave gets it inbounds to Pickering. Pickering tries to bump into Havel.
Foul on Havel. His second foul.
So two quick fouls on the Salukis. Nave will try this again. Gets it into Pickering in the corner. He's going to dribble to the left. Gets it down low into Gower. Gower back into the corner to Nave. He goes baseline. Tipped out of bounds there by Moore. Tigers will have it yet again underneath their goal. Salukis shutting them down here. Not letting anything inside to go to the basket. Matthews gets the inbound. Gets it up top to Pickering. Pickering to Nave. Nave from five out. No good off the rim. McKinney went up for the rebound, and that got tipped off of Gower.
It'll be a ball.
6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. McKinney, the point man this time up the floor, gets across the timeline, down to Worth. Worth hands it back off to McKinney. McKinney going to try and go baseline, puts up a floater from 3 foot, no good. Tipped around, Gower comes away with the outlets to Pickering. Pickering quickly up the floor, going to pull up from the free throw line, buries it. Tigers score their first two in about 7 minutes or so.
That's the first 2 points of the half for either team. We played 2 minutes.
Allen gets it out to down into the corner to McKinney. McKinney will bring it back up top to Moore. Moore over to Allen on the right wing. Allen takes his dribble, gets it up top to Havel. Havel to Moore. Moore's going to bring it back up over to McKinney. McKinney from way downtown off the front of the rim, no good. Havel tracks it down, gets the rebound. Gets it down low to Allen. Allen tries to go up strong and fouled on the shot. Foul goes against number 31, Will Newland. Allen will go to the line to shoot two. That is Will Newland's first foul, yep. Team second. Allen at the line to shoot two. His first one on the way. No good off the back of the rim. Checking in for Will Newland is number 55, Ruger Berry. Berry making his second appearance, first in the third quarter. Allen's second one off the front and back of the rim finally rolls in. Brings the score 37-17. Slukey's up by 20. Nave brings it back up top. Dumps, tries to go low. Knocked away there by Allen. Moore comes away with it. Nave tried to poke it away. Falls to the ground. Moore gets it over to Havel. Havel pulls up for three. Off the mark. No good. Out, tipped out of bounds there. Off of the Tigers. It will stay Slukey basketball. Nave tried to poke it away. Surprised he didn't get called for a reach-in foul down here in the backcourt. Havel will take it out of bounds, gets it inside there to Moore. Moore pulls up from the elbow, drains it. 39-17 with 5:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Pickering brings it up court, tried to go into the corner to Nave, but he was cutting baseline. Yeah, and Moore went up to tip it, and it came out of bounds off of him. Stays Tiger basketball. Nave got it down low to Gower, back to Nave. Nave goes up strong, but foul.
It's on Drake, isn't it?
I believe that's Allen's third foul. It is against him. So that will be Allen's third foul of the night, team's third of the half.
Landon Ray will make his first appearance of the second half.
Zeke Nave at the line to shoot two here with 5:13 left to go in the third quarter. His first one is on the way. Off the rim, no good. As it bounces around, Ray will come into the game. Comes in for Allen. A little confusion there as he was pointing to Worth, it looked like. Yeah. But Landon Ray comes in for Drake Allen. 39-17 the score. Biggest lead so far of the night. Up by 22. Slukey's over the Tigers as Nave misses his second one. Havel comes away with the rebound. Gets it up court to Moore. Moore brings it. Tries to drive in the baseline through some traffic.
Found an opening there on the right side as he crossed the center line and picks up foul, so he's on the line to shoot two. Jerry Gower got his second foul.
Team's third.
Drew that with 10 points, 8 in the first quarter, and one basket here in the third quarter.
Both teams with 3 fouls. Moore at the line to shoot two. First one falls in. Finally finds the bottom of the net. Checking out of the game is Zeke Nave and Adam Pickering. Coming in will be Evan and Jess Newland. So two out of the three Newlands back in. Evan Newland playing with 3 fouls himself. Moore's second one is up and off the rim. No good. Tipped around. Jess Newland comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Matthews. Matthews gets it up court to Evan. Evan looking inside. Takes a screen from Gower. He's going to drive right side. Tipped away by Moore, but Evan got a handle on it. Tipped away there by Havel. Evan got it back, though. And a whistle blown by the referee here closest to us. She's talking to Coach Mike Ray there. Not happy. She tees him up. And he's not happy with anything going on. Technical foul called against him. So we'll see who will be shooting the free throws here.
I would imagine maybe Cameron Ray.
Havel will go to the line to shoot the 2 free throws. So Havel to shoot the 2. Referee finally had enough of it, so she teed him up right there in front of us. Havel missed the first one. Waiting to check into the game is Cameron Ray.
Yes, he couldn't shoot the free throws because he's not in the game yet.
Havel hits the second one. Cameron Ray will come in. He checks in for Drew Moore. He will have a seat, take a little break, and probably be back in before the quarter is over. 4:50 left to go, and the Salukis will have the ball. Landon Ray
has the Newlands. We have the Rays. Brett has the Rays.
McKinney with it now over to Worth on the left side, down in the corner to Havel. Havel drives baseline, guarded by Evan Newland. Puts up a reverse, no good. Worth gets it put back, no good. Tipped it out. Evan Newland will have the rebound. Rushing down court there, and McKinney will be called for the foul, reach-in foul. It will stay on the floor, not on the shot. I believe that is McKinney's second foul of the night. Sorry, third foul. Team's fourth. So it will stay Tiger basketball underneath their own basket. Barry will take it out. Guarded there by Landon Ray. Gets it inbounds to Evan Newland. Evan with it out on the left wing. Guarded there by McKinney. He brings it back up top. He's going to drive right side. Tries to go baseline. Tipped away by Landon Ray. Evan gets his own rebound. Up top to Matthews. Matthews pulls up for three off the front of the rim. No good. No foul as Havel goes to the floor after a shove. Quickly up court there to Landon Ray. Ray with it on the left side. Guarded there by Evan Newland. Backs up. Pulls up for three off the rim. No good.
I guess they're going to call. I think Nathan Worth for a foul.
Nathan Worth, that is his second foul.
I bet they're going to call
There's
it the third foul.
Third foul, team's fourth. McKinney will check out of the game. Back in is Drew Moore. So it is Moore, the Ray boys, Havel, and Nathan Worth. Matthews with the ball now. He hands it off there to Evan Newland. Evan drives left side. He's going to pass out there to Matthews. Matthews up top to Jess Newland. Jess Newland pulls up for three. No good. And a foul called.
Over the back on Hudsonville.
Goes against Hudsonville, number 55, Ruger Berry. His first, team's fifth. Moore's going to bring the ball up the court. He brings it across the timeline, guarded there by Jess Newland. Gets it off there to Landon on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Needing some help. Gets it off to Moore. Moore tried to go over the top. Tipped away to Worth. Worth back up top to Moore. Moore dribbling left side. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Landon. Landon with it now. Back up top to Worth. Worth guarded there by Gower. Over to Moore from way downtown. Off the front of the rim. No good. Over the back will be called against the Salukis. I believe that's on Landon Ray. That is Ray's second foul. Team sixth. 41-17 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard.
Sluggish third quarter. Red Hills 5 points. Hudsonville has two.
3:15 left to go. Matthews with it. Going to drive left side. Passes off to Jess. Jess looking for some help. Gets a screen from Gower. Picks it up. Gets it to Evan. Evan Newland for three now. Off the side of the rim. No good. Havel gets the rebound. He's going to quickly get it up court to Cameron. Cameron's going to go up strong and fouled on the shot. Shot no good. Cameron will go to the line to shoot two here. I believe Cameron has already gotten 3 points on the night.
He's got six. Two threes.
So I believe he had two threes there in the first quarter. So he will go to the line to add to that. First one on the way. Got it to go. Takes no time dribbling it. Man, a few dribbles there. Gets right to the point. 42-17. Second one. Buries them both. Adds to that lead. 43-17 now. Jess Newland brings the ball up the floor. He's driving left side. Guarded there by Moore. Tried to get it up top. Almost knocked away there by Ray. Matthews came away with it. Drove the lane.
We're going to foul on Drew Moore, I believe.
Foul will go against Drew Moore. His first.
And then it'll be a 1-1 for Trent Matthews.
Matthews back at the line, his second time at the line, I believe. Shooting bonus. Got to hit the first, earn the second. First one on the way, off the rim, no good. Ball's on the floor, Matthews comes away with it. Up top to Evan Newland, drives the lane, and a foul called away from the ball. Foul goes against number 10, Parker Havel.
Third. Well, that one that missed free throw would have had the rebound, but... It bounced a couple times in the rim, and Worth jumped a little bit too, so he anticipated it. It was ended up too soon.
Evan Newland at the line. His first one on the way. Buried it. He gets a second. Josh Henry coming in for Parker Havel. Havel will take a seat probably for the remainder of the third quarter here. 2:43 left to go here in the third. Newland's second one. Got it. 43-19 now. Moore will be the point man this time up the court, guarded there by Jess Newland. He gets it across the timeline. He's going to drive the lane wide open to the basket.
This move been too hard.
No good as he tried to go. And a travel called. Coach Havel was looking for the double dribble, but Evan Newland called for the travel.
That last play down there, they'd set that up for Drew for the drive to the basket just a little bit too hard.
Drew Moore will take the ball out of bounds. Jess Newland guarding him near the sideline. Moore looking for somebody to get it in. Tipped away there by Evan Newland. Barry comes away with it, drives the lane, puts up shot, no good. And a foul called. Be against number 24, Josh Henry. His first, team's ninth. So Gower to the line to shoot bonus. Nobody really knows what happened there, but I believe it was a push.
Barry's going to be at the line.
Sorry, Barry, yeah.
Yeah, Ruger Barry.
Barry at the line, shoot bonus, 1-1. Got to hit the first to earn the second, 43-19. First one is made off the rim. 2:24 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Bill Dobson Ford. As Barry shoots the second off the front of the rim, no good. Gower went up and tipped it, and it rolls out of bounds. They're saying it went off of Nathan Worth. It is Tiger basketball. So Tigers with it under their own goal. A lot of confusion in this game tonight. Barry gets it in there to Matthews. Matthews drives the lane, puts up a floater, blocked by Nathan Worth, but he will be called for the foul. And Worth will be teed up there as he was just walking away.
Well, he's had to be five fouls on him now then for that.
So Worth was called for the blocking foul. That'll be his fourth. And then he was teed up as he was just walking away. He didn't say a thing. And the ref said something, but not sure what that was. So the ref called him for the technical. So Matthews will go to the line
They'll get four free throws in the ball. So
Matthews at the line to shoot the two fouls for the technical. 2:19 left to go here in the third quarter. Matthews, first one on the way, got it to go. Cuts the lead now to 22, 43-21. Matthews, second one is up. Got them both. Down to 21 now. And so is there two technicals in?
No, that's the two for the free throws for the foul.
Oh, and then they get the ball back. So Matthews at the line to shoot the two for the foul. First one, no good off the front of the rim. Matthews will get another one. So Matthews shooting four altogether. Fourth one on its way. Got it to go. 3 of 4 at the line. Cuts the lead to 20. 43-23. 2:19 left in the third quarter. Allen checked in there for Worth in between. So it's Allen, Henry, Landon, and Cameron Ray, and Drew Moore. For the Tigers, it's Barry, Matthews, Jess Newland, Evan Newland, and Gower. Matthews with the ball, gets it across the timeline, guarded there by Cameron, over to Jess Newland. Jess with it now, he brings it back up top, hands off to Evan. Evan guarded by Moore, he's going to try and drive the lane, gets it off to Barry. Barry goes up strong, no good. Rebound comes away to Gower. He's at the baseline looking for help. Trapped there in the corner, gets it up top to Evan Newland. Evan with it now, just under 2 minutes to go. Gets it off to Jess. Jess Newland tries to drive baseline. He reverse layup, goes up strong and gets it. Did a little Euro step there. Refs must not have saw it, but sometimes you can get called for the travel on that. Cameron and Moore back and forth. Stolen there by Jess Newland. In and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Evan Newland, and he walks with it out of bounds. It'll be tight Saluki basketball, and Newland will be called for the tee. So a handful of technicals so far tonight.
So that'll be his fourth foul.
So Evan Newland with four fouls on the night. Technical as he was walking with it out of bounds. I believe he was wanting a foul called against the Salukis as he was kind of falling out of bounds, but can't really control that sometimes, so ref saw it right then and there, and then he is walking away as Drew Moore hits the first of two. with 1.5 left to go here in the third quarter. Kind of a long third quarter so far.
Yeah, it has been.
Drew Moore at the line to shoot the second. It's on its way. Got them both. 45-25. Lead still at 20. Salukis will have the ball out of bounds at midcourt. Checking out of the game for the Tigers in between there was Ruger Berry. Coming in was Will Newland. So all of the Newland boys in there, I believe. Or no, Pickering checking in too. So Evan took a seat as well. Moore gets the inbound. Guarded there by Jess. Tries to drive the lane. Shut down by Pickering and Newland. Gets it over to Landon on the right side. Landon with it. Hands off to his brother Cameron. Cameron over to Henry. Henry to Moore on the left wing. Moore going to dribble right side. Brings it back out top. Going to reset the offense. He's going to dribble left. Hand out there to Landon. Landon putt fakes and he takes a couple of steps there. Playing his day, as you can see. Looked like he was going to pull up for the shot at first and then decided to dribble to the right side and try and drive the lane. Matthews will bring the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline with just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Pickering down low to Gower. Gower goes up strong, misses, gets his own rebound. Goes up for the putback and fouled on the shot. I believe that foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen. That is his fourth foul.
Yeah. Now at the line shooting two.
Tigers now in double bonus for the rest of the game. Gower at the line to shoot two. 55 seconds left to go on the clock here in the third quarter. First one on its way, rattles in and got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sip It Sweet Teas, and People's State Bank. Gower at the line, second one on the way, got them both, 2 of 2 that time. Tigers put on some pressure here, full court press. Allen gets it into Moore. Moore way down court to Ray. Ray goes up strong, baseline, gets it to fall.
That was Landon.
Pickering gets it up court to Jess Newland. Jess Newland guarded there by Landon. Back to Pickering for three off the front of the rim. No good. Will Newland comes away, goes back baseline, puts up a shot. No good. Allen comes away with it, and a foul called against Drew Moore. I believe that's Moore's second foul. So Gower will go to the line to shoot two with 35 seconds left in the third quarter. 47-27. Salukis up by 20. On the Best Way Express scoreboard. Gower's first one, got it to go. Checking into the game, Parker Havel and Connor McKinney. Taking the seat on the bench, Cameron Ray and Josh Henry. Gower at the line, getting set to shoot the second one, and off the front of the rim, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound. He will bring it up himself. Tipped away there by Jess Newland. Pickering has it, goes baseline up strong, no good. Jess Newland tried to go up. And a jump ball called as he was going up. It looked like for a shot.
I think he was. I thought he was going to call a foul on it. But
referee called jump ball. It will stay with the Tigers. Will Newland with it now, trying to get it in bounds. Gets it into Gower. Gower going baseline, puts up a jumper. No good. Landon Ray coming away with the rebound. Gets it off to Moore.
They can hold it for the last shot. And that changed the position. Hopefully they'll have the ball in the fourth quarter.
10 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Moore dribbling out near the volleyball line. Tipped out of bounds there by Jess Newland. 8.3 left on the clock. Out of bounds. Drake Allen will take it. Salukis looking to get the final shot. Gets it in the backcourt to Moore. Moore gets it across the timeline. Dribbling hard down court. Gets it out to Ray. Ray jumps inside.
I don't think he stepped out of bounds.
And it looks like he stepped out of bounds with 2.2 seconds left to go. Tigers down by 19, 47-28. Tigers will have it out of bounds in their own backcourt. Pickering gets it in bounds there to Will Newland. Will Newland pulls up for a half court. Havel gets it underneath the basket. Was going to go for the full quarter but couldn't. As time expires, we head into the fourth quarter. Salukis up 47-28. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Country legends back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the break, heading into the fourth quarter on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Saluki's lead at 47-28. They get the ball to start the final period of play. Connor McKinney gets it up court to Moore. Moore with it up top to Allen. Allen over to Landon Ray. And a foul called away from the ball. We will get the call here. I believe that is on Drew Moore.
That'll be his third foul.
The referee calling it from the other side of the floor. And Havel, looking for an explanation, says he was shoving back and forth there with Gower. She didn't like it. So three fouls now on Drew Moore. 7:45 left to go. Matthews tipped away there by Slukies. Back up top to Pickering. Matthews got it back. Pickering with the ball now. Drives right side. Gets it off to Jess Newland. Jess.
Have they gone to a zone? They're going to call a
charge. Called.
On Jess Newland.
So Jess Newland with the charge there. That is his first foul. Team's eighth. So a handful of technicals and a handful of charge.
The thing is, the players sometimes don't know how to play sometimes.
Moore with it, gets it across the timeline. Dribbling out here near midcourt, guarded by Jess. Back to McKinney, back to Moore. Pulls up from the free throw line. Off the back of the rim, swirls around, no good. Allen with the putback. 49-28. Matthews brings it up court quickly. Havel guarding him, spin moves. Nothing, goes nowhere, drives the lane out to Pickering for three. No good. Airmailed it there to Landon Ray. Ray splits the defenders and a blocking foul called. So we will travel all the way to the other end of the court. Ray will go to line to shoot bonus.
Second foul on Jess Newland.
Nine.
And after
fouls.
After this 1-1, everybody will be in double bonus. We still got just under 7 minutes to go.
Landon Ray at the line, got to hit the first, earn the second. First one, got it to go. Both the Ray boys taking no time. They get right to the shot, no dribbles. Checking into the game, number 45 for the Tigers. That is Jeb Reveille making his first appearance, a 5'11 senior, coming in for Will Newland. Landon Ray, second one on its way. Got them both. Stens lead 51-28. Pickering bringing the ball up court across the timeline. Guarded there by Havel. Drives the lane. Tried to go down low to Reveille. Stolen away there by Ray. Ray up to Moore. Moore goes up for the left-hand layup. No good. Gower comes barreling in for the rebound. Quickly up court to Jess Newland. Newland tries to drive the lane. No travel call as he walked through there. Matthews up for the jumper. No good. Moore comes away with the rebound. Havel on the breakaway. Trailed there by Gower. Up for the shot. Got it to fall. So two quick fast breaks. Salukis capitalize on it. Matthews up the court with the ball. Jump stop. Out to Pickering on the left side. Down low to Reveille. Reveille up strong. No good. No good on the putback. McKinney comes away with the ball. Quickly getting up court into the corner to Ray. Ray gets it up top. Moore's going to take it easy, slow it down. Cross court to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for three, no good. Allen reaches up for the rebound, gets it. Moore comes away with it at the free throw line, just short. Havel tried to barrel under the basket to save it. And they're going to say out of bounds on Trent Matthews. And Coach Mike Gray wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. It's a full timeout as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 5:56. Salukis lead at 53-28. Timeout's brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Havel takes it out, gets it inbounds to Moore. Tipped away. Havel comes away with it. Up for the shot, no good. Reveille comes away with the rebound. Up court to Gower. Gower to Pickering. He's going to bring it back up top, cross court. Tipped away by Landon Ray and out of bounds. So quick turnover there by the Salukis. And out of bounds. Tigers have it on their own sideline. Gets it into Matthews. Matthews with it now. Over to Reveille. Reveille with it, picked it up, almost stolen away there by Havel. Quickly up court to Moore. Moore's going to take it to the right side, bring it back up top to Havel. Going to reset, run the offense here. Moore with it now on the right side, cross court there to Allen. Allen looking down low. He's going to bring it back up to McKinney. McKinney over to Havel. Havel over to Moore now, back and forth to Ray. Ray out near the volleyball line. He's going to bring it over to the right side to McKinney. McKinney over to the left to Allen. Allen out near the volleyball line, dribbles right to Ray. Ray on the right wing, he's going to dribble left, go right. He's going to go baseline, put up a floater, no good, off the side of the backboard. Finally goes out of bounds. It will be Tiger basketball. Checking into the game as Gower and Reveille will take a seat is Zeke Knave and Evan Newland, both in foul trouble. Newland with 4, Knave with 3. So both boys got to be careful here. Matthews brings the ball across the timeline, fakes the pass, goes to Pickering on the left side, back and forth to Matthews. Pickering goes left side to Knave. Knave backing up McKinney. Cross court there to Matthews. Matthews drives the lane out to Newland. Evan Newland for 3, no good. Rebound comes away to Gower.
It looked like he pushed in the back to get that one, didn't it?
Allen was looking for the foul. It looked like a foul. Gower shoved off to get the rebound. Ref standing right there. Doesn't make the call. Havel with it now. Passes off to Allen. Allen brings it back up top. Guarded by Pickering. Going to drive left side into the lane. Puts up the layup. Got it to fall. Saluki's up 25, 55, 30. Matthews with the ball now. He brings it up on the right side. He's going to cut left. Stopped there by Moore. Knave to Newland. Newland at the left wing. Cross court there to Knave. Knave up top to Evan Newland. Newland's going to dribble right side, back left. Crosses up, goes in the lane, puts up a left-handed layup. Got it to fall. 3:50 left to go here in the final period of play. Moore back and forth to McKinney in the backcourt. Gets it up to Havel, cross court. Havel with it out near the volleyball line to McKinney on the right side. Up top to Moore. Moore to Landon Ray. Landon Ray takes a pump fake, dribbles inside, loses footing, gets help from Havel there. Havel slows it up. He's wide open lane to the basket, out to Ray. Ray doesn't take the quick shot. He's going to back it back out near the timeline, gets it off to Moore. Looks like they're going to run some clock off here. Moore with it out near the timeline, dribbles right side, passes off to McKinney. McKinney with it now. Going to dribble around over near the volleyball line, up to Havel. Havel out near midcourt, gets it off to Ray on the right side. Going to take his dribble, gets it to Moore. Moore driving right side, puts up a floater, no good. Two Salukis barreling in there. And I believe it will be Tiger basketball.
No. It's going to be Red Hill basketball. I don't know if they're going to change it now.
Tiger basketball, as Nave will take a seat, checking into the game. Number 41, Curtis Plew. Matthews with it, dribbles off his knee, loses it, gets it back to Pickering. Pickering cross-court into the corner to Plew. Plew going to drive baseline. And there will be a foul call on Landon Ray. That is Landon's third foul. Plew will go to the line, shoot two. Tigers in double bonus with 2:44 left to go here in the game. Plew at the line. First one on the way, off the rim, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. Plew at the line, second one is up, no good, off the back of the rim. Moore goes up for the rebound, and it will be on number 35 there, Adam Pickering, for over the back.
It'll be two shots for Moore on that one.
Walk to the other line. Both teams now in double bonus. 2:44 left here in the game. No time, ran off the clock there. So Moore at the line. He will shoot his two. First one up and in. 56-32 now. Jess Newland checking into the game for Trent Matthews. So have Pickering, Gower, Newland, and Plew, along with Evan Newland. Plew gets the rebound, passes off to Pickering. Pickering gets it across the timeline, dribbles to the left side. Guard there by Havel, down in the corner to Evan Newland. Back up top to Pickering, cross court to Plew. Plew back to Pickering, throwing the ball around there. Ball tipped away to Gower. Gower goes up strong for the hook shot and in. Slookie's up by 22. Ball inbounded to Moore. Quickly up court to Landon Ray. Wide open lane. And no foul called on the shot as Pickering slaps it away. Gets the rebound. Quickly inside to Gower down court. No good. Plew on the putback and a foul called. Foul will go against number 23, Drew Moore. His fourth. So Plew back at the line to shoot two. Coach Havel talking with Landon Ray. He's explaining what happened on that shot. Pickering came barreling in there as Plew missed his first free throw.
He's 0-for-3 now since he came in.
Landon was going up for the layup, and Plew just kind of barreling in there.
Had an angle from behind.
Unsure how that wasn't a foul. He came in, like you said, at an angle and just kind of slapped it out of his hand. Plew's second one up and in. 1-of-4 at the free throw line. McKinney gets it into Havel. Full court pressure by the Tigers. McKinney finally gets it across the timeline with the help of Havel and Moore. Moore back and forth with McKinney. Going to waste some clock here, just under 2 minutes. Moore keeps the ball, fakes the handoff to Ray. Cross court there to Allen. Allen over to Havel. Havel to Ray on the left wing. Ray up top to McKinney. Hands the ball off to Drew Moore. Back over to Allen. They're just spreading it out, wasting some clock here. Havel dribbles out near midcourt, almost lost the ball, hands it off to Ray, and a foul will be called against Jerry Gower, pushing foul, and Havel will go to the line to shoot two now. That is Gower's third foul. 1:35 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 56-35 in favor of the Salukis. So Havel shoot another two here. First one on its way, got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion. As Havel missed his second one, went 1-of-2 that time. Pickering gets it inside to Gower. Gower spin moves, puts up a jumper, no good. Allen gets the rebound, outlets there to McKinney. McKinney brings it up court, gets it across the timeline. Off to Allen on the left side. He's going to bring it back up top, pick his dribble up. Tries to get it off to Ray, knocked around. Gower gets the steal. He's going to go coast to coast, put up a shot, no good. Plew with the putback, got it to go. Ray gets it inbounds to Havel. Havel picks up his dribble, gets help from McKinney. McKinney gets it back up to Havel. Havel in trouble, trying to get it across. And Havel is going to be called for the charge. And that, I believe, is Parker Havel's fifth foul.
That's fourth.
No, it's that. Yeah, they're showing fourth. And a timeout called on the floor, I believe. So we will take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. Just under a minute of play left to go. Salukis lead it by 20. 57-37 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where Parker Havel was just called for his fourth foul of the night. So Worth fouled out of the game off of a technical. And then Moore also has four fouls in the game, and as does Havel.
But you have a 20-point lead with less than a minute to go. So.
And ball was inbounded and tipped out of bounds there by Landon Ray, so it will stay Tiger basketball. Evan Newland will take it out of bounds with 55 seconds left to go here in the game. Gets it inbounds to Pickering. Pickering down low into Berry. Berry spin moves down, puts up a shot, no good. Plew comes away with the rebound, tries to go up, passes out to Jess Newland. Jess to Pickering, back down low to Berry. Berry goes up strong, buries the two. McKinney gets the inbound. He's going to dribble right side to Moore. Moore gets it up court there to Havel. Havel out near the volleyball line, dribbling around. Guarded there by Plew. He's going to dribble back up top, hand off to Moore. Moore out near the timeline. Pressure put on by Plew. He's going to hand the ball, fake the handoff. Gets it over to Allen. Allen on the left wing. 20 seconds left to go. Havel out near midcourt. He's going to dribble around and get to Allen in the corner. Allen's going to bring it back up top. 10 seconds left to go. Ray with it now. Back to Havel. Havel's all he's got to do is hold it with 5 seconds. Passes it off to Moore. Moore with it now, and they tie it up for some reason with 2 seconds left to go. And it is Tiger basketball with 1.9 seconds left on the clock. So Tigers will inbound it with 1.9. Pickering gets the inbound, and as time expires, the Best Way Express scoreboard reads 57-39 in favor of the Salukis. Salukis take the win for tonight, back to 500 at 3-3. We'll be back in a couple minutes with your postgame stats and words from Coach Havel. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis take the win to make it back to 3-3, right at 500, 57-39 over the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers. Kind of a rough second half all in all, but the whole game was a little bit confusing. A handful of technical fouls and a handful of charges throughout the game, yeah. And just kind of back and forth. You never knew what the refs were going to call. Coach Mike Ray getting upset. Havel also not happy with the way things were turning out, but he's got to be happy with the outcome, 57-39 over the Tigers, putting him back at 500.
Well, I think he probably happened the first half. Second half it's kind of lackluster in the second half. They were up 21 at the halftime. They win by 18. It was just a very lackluster second half, kind of like against the Marshall game. So it seemed like they get a lead, and then they aren't able to just go ahead and totally put it away. I mean, now, in deference to Marshall, they were a better team would come from behind better than what Hudsonville would, but you've got to be able to come out in the third quarter after having a good first half and be able to extend. They did get a 25-point lead, but it was kind of a sloppy game in the second half.
All right, let's go ahead and look at those post-game stats and some individual scoring.
Well, Red Hill had 30 rebounds to 21 for Hudsonville. 11 turnovers for the Salukis, 17 for the Tigers. I had Red Hill shooting 16 of 23 from the free throw line. I don't have Hudsonville's total there, but Salukis had 2 in double figures. Parker Havel had 11, Drew Moore with 14. Connor McKinney had 3, had the first 3 of the game. Nathan Worth had 4, Drake Allen 9, Landon Ray and Cameron Ray each had 8. And one player in double figures for Hudsonville, 14 points for Jerry Gower. Salukis led 20-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was a 9-7 ball game, and the Salukis then outscored them 11-3 the rest of the quarter. They get 20-10. They're up by 21 at the half, 36-15. They had a 43-17 lead in the third quarter, which had been probably the biggest lead at 26. And it was 47-29 after three quarters, each team scoring 10 points in that fourth quarter. Biggest lead in the fourth quarter was back up to was 25 as Coach Brian Havel makes his way up here to give us, see what his thoughts are on this game. And
I don't know if you guys really want my thoughts on this game.
Well, especially not maybe the second half, first half. You know, I think you played a pretty decent first half, but it seemed like the second half.
Well, you saw the same game we did.
Yeah. And it was,
First half, we were, we played basketball, we played well.
Right.
Second half, I probably shouldn't talk because those guys shouldn't be out here doing varsity games. I'm just going to put it that way. It was ridiculous on both ends. This is my 17th year doing varsity. Coach Ray has done basketball forever. I've never, ever, ever seen anything like that before. Second half, the way they, I have no words. I didn't know what to tell my kids.
That's right. The players know what to do, what they can and can't do and things and.
I think Hudsonville one time had the ball on their end 7 or 8 possessions. I mean, we couldn't – we got to the point where we were up enough. I said, just give them layups and we'll take the ball back because we can't guard. If we can't – I don't know.
No. And, you came out early, hit a couple of threes, got them out of their zone, got them in the man-to-man. And like I said, you had to
– Yeah, it's – honestly, it's hard for me to talk basketball right now because I – Well, we were just trying to stay in blue and just, like I said, if they get in the paint, let them go because they're calling it. And, it was not good on both ends. But, I mean, I got kids down there with red knuckles and stuff. I don't know. But it was second half, I think, took about 2 hours.
Yeah, it seemed like
it was crazy. Yeah. Both teams were, I think, in the double bonus into the third quarter.
Yeah.
But it's I told them, we got Lawrenceville and Olney. Yeah. Those games will be called totally different. It'll be similar to what I think we're used to, but I don't know.
Well, like I said, you had Lawrenceville coming up Friday night. You've seen them playing the Capital Classic. They had a really good game against Mount Carmel.
Yeah, they'll be a load. Yeah. He's got a lot of depth, and they basically brought everybody back from a year ago, so they'll be ready to go. They got a whole week of practice to get ready for us, and we got a couple nights to prepare for them. We knew we knew we were coming into a difficult battle here. We knew Hudsonville would play hard, and they did. But it's, I'll take something away from the first half. The second half, nothing to take away because you couldn't play basketball. Yeah.
We'll see you Friday.
All right, thank you.
Ready to salute you, Coach Brian Havel.
Sorry.
Not really happy with the some of the things in the second half. part of it, some of it was the team's play and some of it was the officiating. So Salukis, though, come out with a 57-39 victory in this contest. So on to
It is that time of the game where we pick the Bill Dobson Ford Fort Tough player of the game. And kind of coming into the game in and out there in the first quarter.
And then getting, second quarter, two threes.
Getting some crucial points for the Salukis in that 57-39 win. We both agree, and we're going to go ahead and go give it to Cameron Ray. He worked hard for it. He came in, hit some big threes there in the first quarter, and just all over the place. He really drives in the lane. He can hit the outside shots, waste no time at the free throw line like his brother Landon. And just, I mean, like Coach Havel said, it's kind of tough to comment or speculate on that second half. It was just sloppy all over the court. You didn't know what was going to be called, and it was just a tough game to play. But Cameron Ray played hard tonight and did his best.
When they came out with a win, that's, you know, now you look forward to Friday night hosting a good Lawrenceville team.
And that they are. They beat Mount Carmel in the seventh place game of the Capital Classic. So not somebody to take lightly.
Oh, no,
so
no, not at
you
all.
Can never underestimate a team either just by the look of their first one of their first few games. But Lawrenceville, they've got some height and some skill on their roster. So it's going to be
from Saturday night when watching them. Look at the Zeus Marsh and Jared Jones really hard at the basket. Noah Wigger, they're just. These kids played last year. They took some lumps last year, and they're ready to turn the table on that.
And so the Salukis go to 3-3 on the year so far, back to 500, and the 57-39 win over the Hudsonville Tigers. We will see you all Friday. That just about does it for us here. We also have a girls game Thursday, Red Hill versus Lawrenceville, so we will see you then.
Yeah.
So be sure to tune in to listen to Red Hill take on the Lawrenceville Lady Indians. And that'll just about wrap it up here for Bill Schroed back at the studio keeping us on air. Rob
and
McKinley.
We'll see you Thursday night.
I'm Ryan Seed saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cashback options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
99.3 FM and 910 AM. WAKO, The Legend.